When you went down to Cambridge, was it very different, your experience from being up here in the north, or was it people from all over?
I mean, I was terribly, I'd been terribly shy and, really had to sort of stand on my own feet. I mean, if we're talking about the West Riding, the West Riding were really a very good authority. Like I had a county minor scholarship that took me to the high school, and it was getting a county major that made me able to go to Cambridge.
Were there many other girls who passed the major and went to Cambridge, or were you exceptional?
I think I was the first one at the high school to, certainly to go to read maths. I'm not sure I was the first to get a maths degree anywhere. Because it wasn't, it's not looked on as being a girl's subject, it wasn't. It was my father's favourite subject, and my mother, both of them.
Even when you were at Cambridge, were there many young ladies doing mathematics,
there were the six of us.
Right.
It got down to five, and one gave it up after the first year and changed to economics. And you see, as we were members of the university, when they printed the results in the university reporter, the results had been down in classes and the men and their college, then there'd be a footnote at the bottom, women. I think there were about five or six from Newnham. But of course, you see, Cambridge didn't make women members of the university till 1948. I mean, I think it would have come a bit. I mean, it was very much when I was there, thinking it ought to come. But during the war, I mean, nobody's going to sort of make an issue about that. The more important things, to cope with.
Did you have any contemporaries at Girton who went on to great things? You usually do at these major universities.
Well, if you want to know any famous person I met, one would be Christopher Robin.
Oh, right.
Christopher Robin Milne came up to Trinity to read maths. Right. And he was the college rep on the sort of undergraduate mathematical society that we had. He was the college rep for Trinity at the time. I was the Girton rep. But then, of course, you see, in my time at Cambridge, I mean, you see, as I said, 1 year before the war, went up by... when I just, when the term had started the October, after just that month after the war started, the number of men had already halved.
Right.
And during my, time, they just gradually disappeared as they were called up. Some sadly not to come back.
What about the professors and lecturers? Did some of them go off to work things like Bletchley Park, code breaking and stuff like that?
Having said women weren't members of the university, they did everything. I mean, because we were talking a bit about it, like to my director of studies, and she said she'd more influence in the mathematics department, the mathematics faculty from Cambridge as a whole, than her women counterparts in Oxford had, where Oxford had already admitted women to full membership after the First World War. Yeah. She couldn't wear a gown in Cambridge. She left a university lecturer and couldn't wear a gown. And you see, and as I say, I got the title of a degree, not the degree.
Right.
I didn't get my degree in the Senate House. I just got it through this title of the degree through the post. couldn't wear a gown, but not in Cambridge.
So you wouldn't be a member of Convocation then?
No, I mean, I'm a full member of the university now.
Yes. Since
And in 1948, if we wished, we could have actually gone back to Cambridge to take the degree in the Senate House. But of course, one of the senior staff at Girton sort of took the degree for all the Girtonians. but what took longer in Cambridge than us getting degrees was actually dining in a men's college. Because, let me think. Yes, 1956, I went to a mathematics colloquium in the middle of my sort of summer holiday. And the men were staying in Pembroke College. We had to stay at the Women Graduates Club and eat our lunch there and meals there. But as a special concession on the last night of this conference, we were invited to dinner in college. In fact, I hadn't been in the Senate House until 1998, when they put on a sort of special celebration to celebrate 50 years of women being members of the university.
So were you teaching during the war?
Yes, I mean, I went up to Girton in 38, so I just had one year before the war, you see. Got my degree in 41, stayed in Cambridge for my teacher training. So I've 3 years teaching during the war, actually at St Leonard's School, St Andrews. Then I went to Barnsley for 3 years. Then to Manchester, Fairfield High School, Manchester for 10. That was head of the maths department there. And what brought me back to Skipton was my father died very suddenly in 1957. Mother was living in Sandbeds, because that was where they'd retired to. And I was, you know, contemplating what to do. And out of the blue, the post cropped up. Phyllis Culpin, who taught me at Skipton, knew I came home each weekend to my mother, got this phone call. Have you bought a house in Manchester yet? If you haven't, don't. I'm giving up. So the long and the short of it was, I came back to Skipton as head of the maths department at the high school. But I mean, there'd been a 20-year gap between me leaving school as a girl and getting back.
Yeah. So how long were you at the high school?
20 years, but for a term.